And I know what a scene you've been hurting in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Where we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
Hey gang, welcome to Insomnia Radio, episode 165. Now, it's been a while, so just go gentle on me, okay? Aside from being requested by Scott Tinetti, one of our Insomnia Radio alumni, the winter sounds are an important choice for the first track of this episode for a few reasons. Number one, and most obviously, because they have a brand new record coming out called The Church of the Haunted South, a record that they've actually sacrificed quite a bit to record and produce and get out there. The second little bit more obscure reason is their former record label, Livewire Recordings, Longtime listeners of this show will know that the Rewinds came from there. The Winter Sounds, Ashton Allen, Warm in the Wake, and a few others, all of which we've played on Insomnia Radio. And it was a label that I just adored. In December 2007, I drove my butt home from Kentucky, pretty much leaving Thimble Media and a lot of dreams behind. And it's also the same month that Livewire Recordings went out of business, leaving a lot of bands in the lurch. And so I can relate to their story on a lot of levels, and I definitely sympathize for Livewire Recordings. I guess they're still on hiatus, or maybe never coming back. And I thought that was also going to hold true for me, but it took a little longer than I or others expected, but I am back, and I am definitely here to stay on Insomnia Radio. So thanks for continuing to listen, and thanks for supporting Charles and Stuart and Les and Marcy as they soldiered on and kept the network alive, and they will continue to do so. All right, so we'll let nostalgia take a backseat for just a few moments and take care of the business. TheWinterSounds.com is where you should go to check out those guys. Church of the Haunted South is the new album. Oh Fear was the name of that track, which also opens the album, and the entire disc is just incredible. Like I said, they've been through a lot to get this album produced and finished, and it is worth the wait. So, I've got another request, because it has been a while, and I thought I'd open up with a couple requests. This one comes to us from David Jacobs, who you may remember does a podcast called The Rock and Roll Juice Show. This is the band Anemo with She's Not Me, right here on Insomnia Radio 165.
Equipped than me as I try my best to digest this dictionary. Being more versed, sometimes it's hard to lead. Watching everything you do so well, know so well, tell so well. Being second would have been more fitting, but you breeze through his book with no second guessing. You shame the devil with your bright white light. I slip into my shadow, give up the fight. I love you best when you're blind and your plans fall apart. The leaves under my door as I try to keep my morals from falling off my sleeve. But from time to time I watch them leave. I can't get out of bed in the morning, I don't see the point. I like to go with the feeling of something, but still stay immature. And I love you best when you're drunk and your plans fall apart. And I don't have to think before I speak. Then all we do is play together and to act your ABCs. I want you to lose your brilliant mind, smile and sip my dream. This list it just gets longer of all I've yet to learn. Spinning round and down as I'm outwitted as you steal. You deliver the punchline for me, so I don't see the point. Cause when I'm almost there, you take your share. Pretend that I don't really care. I'm almost there, you take your share. Pretend that I don't really care. I'm almost there, you take your share. And I pretend that I don't. Do is play.
So Anemo is Brighton-based, female-led, acoustically charged rock and roll, and they are just freaking incredible. And I had no clue about them until David Jacobs said, hey, you got to check these guys out. And the rest is history. That's kind of how it works sometimes. You search a little bit, you get stuff submitted, and the rest comes from Twitter. shameless plug. Well, not shameless. Shameful. You can find my Twitter account at twitter.com/killyourfm, and you can follow Insomnia Radio's at twitter.com/insomniaradio. So if you're on there, give us a follow. Now, Anemo, that song you just heard was called She's Not Me, and it's from their new album, Stentorian, which came out, I believe, December of last year. And it is a free download. All you have to do is go to Anemo, which is anemo.co.uk, and then click on click on the Buy It link, and you'll get a free download for She's Not Me. And that leaves Chance, who is now a daddy, by the way. The birth was Twittered. I only caught parts of it, but yes, Chance is a daddy, and he became a daddy sometime in late April of this year, so kudos to him, and I'm sure it's going to be a fun ride. The song, though, was Finger on the Trigger Makes a Man Feel Bigger. Love the lyric, and I love the title. No secret that I love Chance. And the first part of this little homecoming episode wouldn't really be complete without featuring some of his new music here. The latest album of his, which I didn't really get a chance to promote, although Charles did on the Daily Dose, is called Famous Words and Alibis. It is the first full length, and it is stellar. So go to mynameischance.com and pick yourself up a few songs or just order the CD.
Hi, I'm Sarah Morrison. I work with the Insomnia Radio group of podcasts to share with you some of my thoughts on the state of the music industry and to have a bit of a rant about free music. As most of you are probably aware, the founders of the torrent search engine The Pirate Bay have been found guilty of breaking copyright law, sentenced to a year in prison, and fined about £2.4 million. Aside from the gross misinterpretation of the law and the outlandishly heavy sentencing that's occurred, the trial brings to light some of the glaring issues facing the major media industries, and in particular, the music industry. I think it's time for major record labels to wake up and smell the ether and take notice of what's been happening in the last few years on the independent scene. As an advocate and minor league promoter of independent music, I spend a large chunk of my average day finding music from all over the world by artists and bands who offer their work for free, and I do all I can to spread awareness of the music I love. Most of these artists and bands are unsigned, or at most they're signed to small indie labels, and they make very little money from their work, but they're doing what they love and making truly ass-kicking music. They save up enough cash to buy a day in a studio and record EPs, albums and demos, and then they give them away, not only to promoters and podcasters and potential labels, but to anyone who wants to listen. They upload their music to sites like Jamendo, Reverb Nation and the Podsafe Music Network, so people can download it for free, and they use sites like Twitter to network with other music heads. In other words, they use some bloody initiative to spread their work around. And they do it purely for a love of making music and a desire to have their tunes heard by as many people as possible. Now compare this to the attitude of major record labels. These are people who find bands that love to make good music, take them under their corporate wing and proceed to ethically and financially bitch-slap them and their fans to within an inch of their lives. Trent Reznor, a pioneer of the Creative Commons independent music movement after Nine Inch Nails dramatically ditched Universal in 2007, expresses this predicament perfectly when he says, "One of the biggest wake-up calls of my career was when I saw a record contract. I said, wait, you sell it for $18.98 and I make 80 cents and I have to pay you back the money you lent me to make it and then you own it." Now the fact is, the record industry is foundering because music fans are no longer willing to pay extortionate prices for CDs when they know the artists themselves are getting jack shit and they can get a copy off the internet for nothing. But the big labels have become so enamoured with making quick money from trendy bands who are hyped up to hell and only record one album before they disappear, that they've forgotten what it means to build a proper relationship with musicians and their fans. This means that to most independent artists these days, the thought of getting a major record deal seems so terribly bleak and soulless that no one actually wants one anymore. Musicians have now become savvy. They understand that if they get signed to a major record label, they'll get dicked around and probably eventually crushed, so that now most musicians worth their salt would rather get a nice deal with a smaller indie label and tour their music-loving asses off. Because, do you know what you can't illegally download or torrent or pirate or stream? It's the thrilling exhilaration, excitement and joy of live music. And I know you can film and bootleg gigs, but I am talking about actually being there and feeling the bass line hit you right between the ribs. The whole point of bands giving away their music is to build up a loyal fan base who will pay to come to their gigs, buy their merchandise, and recommend them to friends who'll do the same. Because the more people who know about your music, the more chance you'll have of making money from it. And the easiest way to get your music heard is to give it away. This is something that modern indie bands understand perfectly, yet it's a concept that's entirely lost on the mainstream industry. And rather than addressing the glaring flaws in its outdated business plan and refocusing their efforts to embrace technology, the industry would rather shout thief at anyone who brings their shortcomings to light. Of course, sites like the Pirate Bay are making their problems worse, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. The fact is, the problem exists and it won't go away until major labels overhaul the way they do business. The future of music is priceless. It's a Creative Commons licensed free exchange of EPs, albums, demos and promo tracks, distributed and spread by people who love the music enough to tell everyone they know and pay to go to gigs. It's a true thrill, unlike any other, to stumble upon amazing music that no one's heard yet, whether on the internet, at a live event, or through word of mouth, and it's why I spend half my life doing it. The major labels need to prick up their ears and take notice of how music distribution is operating under their radar, and maybe then they'll realise why no one's buying CDs anymore, and why the founders of the Pirate Bay shouldn't go to prison just for making music available to everyone. By making commercial music available for free, the Pirate Bay have highlighted a problem in a failing industry which is begging to be addressed. The irony is that the solution lies within the unsigned masses right under their noses. Free music is the future, whether they like it or not.
For more, visit Miss Morrison's Mix at sarahcmorrison.wordpress.com.
You're wonderful and safe, like sealing a ship in the middle of that calm sea. You're far away, like a moth to a flame. I attach myself to you. You're a giant spider in my head. I named it after you because I fell so hard. Yeah, I fell so hard. I can't get up.
sometimes it really adds more appreciation to the music that you hear when you hear the story that's behind the music. And this isn't a this isn't a plug for VH1's Behind the Music. It's just a segue into telling you the story of Jerry X, who we just heard with her song "Kiss on Both Eyelids." Really amazing story. Basically, she Bulgarian-born, finally, you know, decided to come to the States, and she started playing open mic nights in the Bay Area. Just as a hobby, just kind of to express herself. She did it for 3 years, traveling from city to city every night of the week. And eventually she got a couple notable pats on the back from local critics in the Bay Area. And it kind of spiraled out from there. And it's just awesome to hear, you know, that a musician's hard work, I mean, 3 years of hard work, of just singing and playing, paid off. And I don't know if it's paid off, you know, monetarily for her, but she has been able to form a band and release a couple CDs. And I'm guessing that, as Sarah Morrison alluded to, she's probably taking the approach of giving away her music and relying on the live experience to make money from, which is really the smart way to do it. Anyway, her website is, I'm going to spell it, gerixmusic.com. There's a short survey there. If you fill it out, you can get 2 CD downloads for free. And I recommend it because she's one of those artists where I, you know, I wanted to pick about 5 different songs to feature, and I had to cut all but one. But maybe we'll have her on the show again at a later date. Anyway, Jerry X, G-E-R-I-X. And now, I'm going to play kind of a block of some industrial techno rock. The first one is a song that I don't even know where I picked it up. I think it was just a submission to the submit at insomniaradio.net box. And it's by a band called The Exits with the song "You Gotta Help Me Out." The song after that is suggested by our buddy Tim Pajoli of Insomnia Radio Baltimore. God, I miss that show. Tim, Don, I know you guys still listen. Come back. Just once. Do a segment. Do something. We miss you guys. Anyway, the band is The Perfects, and they will remind you of Nine Inch Nails, which is a very, very good thing. I have not forgotten how to ramble on the mic, have I? Okay, 2 songs in a row, no more talk from me. I'll see you in a few. We'll be right back.
I question your sincerity. My affliction is my apathy. Every time I fall back down, I get back up when you're around. It doesn't really matter in the end. There's
yes, thank you, Tim. That was The Perfects with End of Us, and there's two things you need to know. Number one, exactly as Tim summed it up, this guy Rick Peters is The Perfects. He is everything that was right with late 80s, early 90s industrial techno rock. Now, he's got a new EP out. It's absolutely free. There's no reason. It's 7 tracks with artwork. Absolutely free. There's no reason not to go get it. So just go right now to theperfects.com and download this thing. It is just incredible. And I'm typically, like, I enjoy early Nine Inch Nails stuff. I haven't liked the most recent stuff. But this just takes me back to, like, you know, Pretty Hate Machine, Broken type Nine Inch Nails stuff. Really good. A little bit less dark. But still, I mean, and for free, come on. Theperfects.com. Before that, we heard The Exits. And let me pull up their URL real fast. They're going to be at theexits.co.uk. They've got a brand new single called Neon City coming out on Monday, August 11th. And you can get their previous stuff. The Exits EP, I guess, which is what's available on iTunes right now. It's really good stuff. They're on Criminal Records. You can check out Criminal Records at criminalrecords.cc. So that wraps up our little two-song industrial rock block. Wow. Didn't you miss all the professionalism of Jason on the microphone? I'm sure you did. Anyway, as I promised on Twitter, this is not going to be a short show. We're going to keep things going with a band called Ashtray. And speaking of Ashtray, oh God, there's too many little things to deviate into. I just wanted to report that I have quit smoking. I've actually been smoke-free for about 8 months or so. Feels awesome. So, the band is Ashtray. The song is Brainless. See you in a few. Notching it down just a little bit before we hit the final stretch. This is new stuff from the Blood Sugars.
Off the ground, in the sky, up in the heavens, over the clouds. There is something in the quiet of space. Jupiter's moons sit colder than ice, as real as this spot. Whether or not we can see it all, we galaxies away. Whoa. There sits a planet so much like ours within. its own beings, its own sun and own moon, mountains and floods, wonders untold, as real as this spot, whether or not we can see it all. If a tree falls, no one is around.
I think it's safe to say the Blood Sugars have grown up quite a bit since they were last featured on the show, episode 112, January 2006. You guys might remember that song Bloody Mary. That I still remember what stood out about it was the fact that you could hear the bass drum pedal, kind of the squeak in the pedal, and it made it real organic sounding. Anyway, they have a new six-song EP. It's only $5. It's called BQEP, and it kicks ass, so go buy it, which is what I said on the Daily Dose. It kicks ass. If you want to read a more eloquent description, you can check it out on the Daily Dose. So just go to insomniaradio.net and check out the Daily Dose stuff. Sometimes I run out of vocabulary. Speaking of the Daily Dose, please... If you have a minute, and if you're subscribed to it, just send a quick thank you to Charles and Stuart. Charles is charles at insomniaradio.net. Stuart is uk at insomniaradio.net. Shortly before I came back on board, they reached a landmark 365 days in a row doing the Daily Dose, which is really no small feat, and they did it completely on their own with some help from Sarah Morrison as well. So I think it would just be awesome if you guys could send them a quick thanks and, you know, let them know that you appreciate them sending hundreds, literally hundreds of songs down the pipe in over a year. A little more than a year, actually. God, I missed Insomnia Radio. It's so good to be back. So fucking good to be back. All right, that's the one F-bomb for the show. Before that, it was Ashtray with a song called Brainless, And I don't have anything about them in front of me, but obviously links to all this stuff will be on the show notes at insomniaradio.net. Now, I've got four more songs for you. The next one is really fun. It's by a band you might remember called Eskimo, with the weird spelling. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you figure out the movie reference on your own, 80s kids. Here's a new one by Eskimo on Insomnia Radio 165.
This is all made up. There was nothing real between us, so why do we even really want to try? We're gluttons for pain, masochists with pensions for random 80s Christian Slater references. It was all made up. There was no such thing as gleaming a cube before the film they made of that move. Just like you and me, we'll make something from nothing, call it what we want, and make them all believe it's love. Give me another glance, just give it another chance. Let's come in one more time to gleaming the truth. Here's another lie. Let's give it another try so I can hurt you to our gleaming truth. This is just unfair. It was never real. How can you break my heart and make me feel? Give me another glance, just give it another chance. Let's come in time to clean in the truth. Here's another lie. Let's give it another try so I can hurt you to a gleaming truth. We're just going through the motions, faking all the notions that we're in love. If we are being true, then try being you and stop acting so smug. Over so you can dream. Now open your eyes, let me show you what is real and the nightmares that you have avoided all your life. Give me another glance, just give it another chance. Let's come in one more time to gleaming the truth. Here's another lie, let's give it another try so I can hurt you to a gleaming truth. We're just going through the motions, faking all the notions that we're in love. If we are being
Welcome back. So that song by Eskimo was called Gleaming the Truth, and just love the lyric on that. It's from a single called Gleaming the Truth, which came out May, this month of 2009. Before that, they released two EPs, Wolf in 2009 and Tiger in 2008. All of their stuff comes highly recommended from myself and other members of the IR crew. So make sure you check them out at Eskimo.net. It's E-S-Q-U-I-M-A-U-X, the French spelling of Eskimo, or something like that. Yes. And after that, Vancouver-based pawn shop Diamond with Cabernet Sauvignon. And yes, the entire full-length CD is that good. You can check them out at myspace.com/pawnshopdiamond. The album itself is called Leaning to the Sun, and you can check out most of that. You can listen to most of it on MySpace. All right, we've got, well, two more. An alternate track from a band called Nilo that I featured on the Daily Dose just a few days ago, and then a new band, brand new to me, just a few days new to me, called Renegade Ride, which will be a nice rocking way to take us out. Kind of don't want to click stop on this episode. It's been a long time coming, obviously, and I've been scared to death, if you want the honest truth. I have been podcasting, you know, with The Portable Gamer, with GamesAreEvil.com, and I had a kind of a short-lived gaming culture podcast that I did at my own website. But this is, you know, it's the big show. It's Insomnia Radio, and I'm out of practice. And I fell off the indie music bandwagon, and just I've been scrambling to get myself back up to speed. And God, I mean, Charles and Stuart have done an amazing job with this network and with this show. And despite my experience, and despite the fact that officially my title is founder, I feel like they have really raised the bar in my absence. So I'm going to do my best to live up to and, you know, live up to everyone's expectations for this show and take it beyond what it ever was before. So thank you for being along for the ride, everybody. I really appreciate it. All right. Next up, it's Nilo with the song Love Solution. Kind of a mellow one. So just kick back and enjoy.
Blessed water, oh, the blessed taste. I can't wait for the world to come to me. Oh, the drunk man's daughter, living. Give me life.
A band formerly from Texas, now calling Athens, Georgia, their home. That is Nilo, and that song was taken from their pretty newish 2 years ago EP. And you can find them and their amazing website. Oh, God, I forgot how just gorgeous it is. Go to nilomusic.com. That's N-E-L-O-music.com. It got like an Adobe Site of the Day award, and it's just really captivating. It's really fun to look at, and you can also listen to some of their music there as well and order the CD if that suits your fancy, or you can also check out the Daily Dose from a few days ago to hear a track from their debut album as well. I thought a lot about how I was going to close this show, because the last, well, more than a year and a half, but the last year and a half has been incredibly difficult, and a lot of what transpired towards the end of my run with Insomnia Radio and Indie Music Project and Vet Insider Radio and Local Sports Radio and all the shit that I did with Thimble Media, all the stuff that contributed to me having a day job as a result of starting this little show in a sunroom over 4 years ago, it left a lot of bad mojo. And you know, I wanted to do this whole, you know, Jason spills all and tells the truth about everything and implicates all these people segment. But the reason I'm back doing Insomnia Radio again is because I've finally exercised all those goddamn demons. And I don't care about the past anymore. So we're going to move forward, and we're not going to dwell on the negativity, but we're going to play some kick-ass music and go from there. So, with that, I give you the band Renegade Ride. They introduced me to their music a few days ago with the song called Stars. And my God, I just freaking love it. So, I leave you with them. And make sure to check out Insomnia Radio UK and the SoCal Sessions and Insomnia Radio Detroit, all available at insomniaradio.net. Links to all of these awesome bands' websites and hopefully everything I've talked about will be on the show notes. I will see you very soon. You haven't heard the last of me. Charles or Stuart may step in for episode 166, but I'm already building a playlist for the next round. So until then, keep it rocking, gang.